All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, bye, nerd. Welcome back. It's a brand new episode. This is Laugh With Me, the Friday Happy Hour edition, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J-O. Oh, shoot, man. It's been a while since we've had a Friday Happy Hour, but feels good to be back. Of course, I'm your host, Jeremy Odom. We've got producer Johnny Palermo in the house as well. Thank you for the applause, sir. Thank you very, very much. You know, happy hour, sometimes it's great to just sit back. It's the end of the week. Have a beer and just kind of unload, you know, the things from the week. This week, we had the Super Bowl. The freaking Super Bowl is how we started this week. And everybody wants to talk about one thing coming out of it. Everybody has one thing that they've been waiting for me to talk about. And you know what that is, Johnny. Johnny, I know you know what that is. I have been talking about it all week off air. And I'm like, you just wait. You just wait for happy hour when I take my victory lap. If you listened last week to WTL Podcast, I was their guest on Where's the Line, sports betting podcast, the one and only sports betting podcast in the state of Nebraska. If you listened to last week's Super Bowl extravaganza episode, I gave you a smorgasbord of bets, of plays that will win you money. And I was on a tear from the get. I gave you tails. I said it would be tails. I told you it was going to be under on the national anthem. Okay? I told you the first play of the game was going to be a running play. I told you Jalen Hurts was going to run for a first down. I gave you the Eagles plus 1.5. I even gave you your Gatorade color. There was so many bets that went J.O.'s way. When do you start following the lines I'm giving? When do you start following? If you have not subscribed, if you have not been a follower of WTL, because when I pop on, yeah, I'm giving you winner. But these guys, every single week, are giving you the goods. I'm telling you, you've got to check it out. If, you know, if you're in a sports game. Here's the thing. If you're not a gambler, you're just a sports fan, you're going to freaking love the show, too. Very upbeat, very fast-paced, gets to the point, and entertaining. It's not just about the plays. But holy cow, did I deliver for the Super Bowl. There's part of me that's like, you know, just move on. You put the winners out there, move on. The people who rolled with you, great. The people who don't, maybe next time. And I said, no, this was the Super Bowl. This was the conclusion of what was a fantastic football season. I'm going out. I'm going out a champion. I don't know that I've ever been this close to a Super Bowl win. Like, I 100% believe I deserve my own Lombardi or something. I need a ring. I certainly deserve something. Right, Johnny? He's shaking his head no. Yes, the Chargers did not win the Super Bowl. In fact, they didn't even make it to the big game. But your boy was a champion. when it was all said and done, and that was pretty freaking cool. So you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. So that was the big thing coming out of the Super Bowl. It was also a halftime show that some people are still talking about. Man, Kendrick Lamar put on a hell of a show. Here's the thing. It is different. And it not because of the style of music, okay? I throw that out the window. Throw out that it was rap, hip-hop, whatever, however you classify it. Throw that out. Ever since Apple has started producing the halftime show, it is now produced to be a television product. I mean, they make this for us at home, you know, watching for the 126 million or whatever that watch the game. I believe it was a record, too. That's what the halftime show is now for. It used to be a big, extravagant halftime show being performed at the halftime of the Super Bowl in a large stadium, a stadium show that was also being presented to 120 million people. This is now a product for TV that just happens to be in the middle of the field at halftime of a stadium. I mean, that's just how you kind of look at it. It's going to be different. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. That's okay. Because, you know, someday there'll probably be a different producer. It won't be Apple. And then who knows what it'll look like. But right now, we know what we're getting with Apple. They are producing it as a television product and not necessarily a stadium show that they're also showing on TV. That's how I look at it. I go into it, and then I know I'm not going to be disappointed because that's exactly what it is. But Kendrick Lamar, I'm not... it's not that I don't like his music. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed his music. I didn't know any of the songs other than, you know, the main diss track on Drake, just because that's everywhere. A minor! That shit's everywhere. So I knew about that, and I knew about the battle. Like, that was, how did you not know about that going into the Super Bowl? But, you know, to focus the entire show on that was quite the freaking statement. That was quite the statement. And I was saying after the game, I'm like, man, you know, back when I, you know, I hate to be the old guy, but this, you know what? This was the first halftime that I felt like the old guy in the room watching the game because my kids knew more about Kendrick and his music than I did. Normally, we get to halftime and I'm like, oh, yeah, Katy Perry's blah, 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 blah. And I could tell you, you know, everything about the people. Like this, I knew Kendrick, but I didn't know his music. And, you know, and the kids are singing along. I had no idea. I was the old guy in the room this time. That's okay. We're all getting older. It was bound to happen someday. But I would say it after the game. I'm like, man, back in the day, when there was a hip-hop feud, you know, somebody died. And nowadays, it's just diss tracks and a halftime show. And then my wife says, no, this time we just didn't see the body. And that's true. Drake's got to be feeling it. I mean, Drake was put down. I mean, he's obviously going to come back for this. I know leading into the Super Bowl, he was doing live shows, and he was wearing this jacket that had, like, bullet holes in it with, like, the smoke, you know, coming out of it. You know, basically, you didn't get me. You know, I'm still here. Yeah, sure, you're here, but it's not going to be the same. I mean, it's just not. When Kendrick can, in 1 week, receive 5 Grammys for the diss track, for the kill shot on Drake, and then perform Super Bowl halftime and the entire show is essentially built around that. Oh, my God. I mean, what? That's it, my man. That's it. We're lucky that we had my bets and the halftime show to talk about, because the game itself did not live up to the, you know, the close battle I thought it would be, that anybody thought it would be. And everybody who was going Chiefs, holy cow, boy, did they look bad, huh? Was it that they looked bad, or was it that the Eagles were just that freaking, like, over the top better? It could go either way. I mean, Mahomes was fighting for his life out there, running around like crazy. Kelce looked 5 years older than what he is. He just did. You know, and after all, you know, all this week, he's been going on his pod, and he's talking about, you know, the year caught up to him. You know, the grind, the every day, the 12 hours in the office, whatever. The grind of an NFL season caught up to him, and he's been playing more games than anybody. That's true. They make it deep into the playoffs, or they make it to the freaking Super Bowl every single year. I mean, this was three straight years that they were competing for the championship. That's pretty freaking impressive. And, yeah, it does catch up to you. With LeBron play, there was that stretch where he was in the NBA Finals like six or seven straight times or something. Like, it was something wild like that. That catches up to you. You play all those games. Then you're playing in the Olympics. Like, you're doing all these things. And then Kelce, he's playing all these football games. And he's playing at a high level. And he's also flying all over the world because his girlfriend just happens to be the largest pop star ever. That's got to wear on you. And that's kind of where he's chalking it up. Now he doesn't know if he's going to play anymore. He's going to retire. That's, I bet there's... If you played for the Kansas City Chiefs and you just went through that, I bet they're all deciding about retirement, possibly. Except for Mahomes. That shit doesn't seem to bother him. He just takes the hit, puts the blame on his back, and just keeps moving forward. Pretty smart guy. So, here we are. The game, it is what it is. The Eagles now, they'll get to, for at least a couple of months, you know, right around like Kings. That's the thing. At some point, you start to get excited for the next year. You start hitting training camp, and it's like, all right, you know, new year. And then you get week one, and, you know, they get their big first home game to really celebrate, you know, this Super Bowl win. And after that, it's over. Like, we're moving on. Like, A.J. Brown, the star receiver for the Eagles, he's already said, he gave himself 2 days to really soak in that he was a Super Bowl champion. He thought all the work it took to get to that point was going to feel like it was all, we got the championship, everything was worth it. And he goes, I felt like that for 2 days. And now I'm like, you know what? I kind of like the grind. I kind of like the everyday, you know, competing. So he's ready to go back and win another one. That's pretty cool. I think not everybody has that in them. Some people, once they get it, you start to slow down a little bit. It's like, all right, I did it. It's a lot of work to get to the top. I should know. I just won the Super Bowl this past season with all those bets. Oh, man. I couldn't even tell. When they do the coin flip and it tails, and I'm like, this is going to be my night. You know, I have a feeling not only are my bets just going to roll, I got a feeling the Chiefs are going to lose. Like, I was just feeling it.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So yeah, that's pretty much Super Bowl wrap-up. It's the Friday happy hour. I don't know if you saw this. We're fairly new into 2025. And we always get an update on the doomsday clock. So there's this doomsday clock. And it determines kind of based on a lot of different factors. You know, it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like my bottom five, you know, podcast where every week I give you the five worst teams in the NFL, right? And it's not always about the standings. Sometimes it's about vibes. It's just kind of the feel of things. It's kind of what the doomsday clock does. Kind of gauges kind of where the world is with climate, with politics, with the economy. I mean, just all kinds of factors, right? Well, we're getting close to midnight. When it gets to midnight, that's when they say it's going to be the end of the world. So here's where we're at right now, okay? We've got 89 seconds away from midnight. We are 89 seconds from hitting midnight on the doomsday clock. That's the closest it's ever been. So I was like, all right, 89 seconds, not a lot of time. But we can make it worth it. What could we fill in 89 seconds, in our last 89 seconds, to make the end of the world worth it? You know, one last go. And I got to thinking, I'm like, there's all kinds of stupid shit around the house I could do. 89 seconds, I don't have a lot of time. It's not like I can go anywhere. So I Googled. I did what anybody would do. I Googled things to do in 89 seconds. So here's what they gave me. Here are things we could do in the final 89 seconds of the doomsday clock. This is when it hits midnight, and then it's the end of the world. So here's some things we could do. And we could do a quick set of jumping jacks. So it's suggesting we could maybe get 20 to 30 reps in of jumping jacks. I guess it just depends on how efficient you are with the jack itself. But 20 to 30 reps of jumping jacks, I guess, if you want to get the heart rate up. You could run in place at a fast pace. Yeah, we could do that. If you have a treadmill, might be good. You just run around outside. I mean, what's the matter, right? It's the end of the world. You could do a short burst of push-ups. And they're estimating around 10 to 15 reps in that 89 seconds. I wouldn't do that. My son might. He has been known to just start busting out push-ups from time to time. Quickly clean up a small mess in your kitchen. I'll tell you right now, if we are 89 seconds away from the end of the world, that kitchen's going to be dirty. That's matter of fact. We will absolutely not be cleaning up the mess in the kitchen. You could send a quick text message. Well, I will say it takes me far less time to send a text message than 89 seconds. So I could send many text messages, or I could send one really long one and then give myself some time to just reread it a few times just to make sure that, you know, everything's correct inside of it. I mean, that's, I'm not going to just have errors in it as my last text. Answer a short, simple question.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Some idiots just run around asking questions in your final 89. I don't know why that would be in there. Take a quick photo. Yeah. That's probably, a lot of people probably doing that, right? Maybe taking like that one last selfie, or just kind of, I don't know what the end of the world would look like. Would the sky still be the same? I don't know. Probably take some pics though. Start a small, simple task like putting away laundry. Much like the kitchen, that laundry is going to be laying wherever it is. It is not being put away. Here's some creative activities you can complete in 89 seconds. Sketch a simple doodle. That would be fun. It would be my best art I've ever completed, because it's my last. Write a short haiku or a quick poem. Speaking of poems, I don't know if you listened to this week's Laugh With Me, but it was the Valentine's episode. Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It was the Valentine's episode. I had Eric Larson on, special guest. And, you know, we read four original poems. I don't want to spoil what they're about, but they're pretty damn good. Start brainstorming ideas for a project. Well, a little late for that. We got 89 seconds to live. Hum a short tune. Yeah, now it's like, what songs would I want to quickly get my last, like, listen in on? You wouldn't be able to hear the whole song. What can I? I was listening to, I mean, I haven't listened to this song in probably 20 years. Tribute by Tenacious D. I was listening to that on the drive home from work today. Just randomly. Which is like, yeah, Tribute. It was funny. I mean, it's really good. It holds up. I will have to put that in my spring playlist. You could take a few deep breaths and focus on your breathing. Yeah, I'll probably be breathing pretty heavily knowing that the end of the world's coming. Do a quick meditation session. That's something that I think probably a lot of people will do. Just try to get their mind right and hope that they go peacefully into the end of the world. Practice a short mindfulness exercise. That's not going to happen. You could quickly check the weather forecast, browse a few headlines on a news app. Well, there'll be plenty of that. You know there's going to be journalists just dedicated to the grind up to the last second putting out info as it's all going down. You could start a short video on a topic of interest. I don't know about that. I think I take pictures, absolutely. But to capture a video of the final 89. Here's what I'm worried about. We get the end of the world, right? But then eventually this footage is going to be found somewhere by somebody someday at some point. And they're going to look back and be like, this is what the end of the world looked like at this, you know, time period. And they're going to have a time capsule of it, right? And they're going to have this video found in the clouds somewhere, right? And then they're like, this is it. This is what this person did. It's going to be something lame, like jumping jacks. I mean, this person did 20 to 30 jumping jacks in his final 89 seconds. And they're going to go, that's how lame life was. Yeah, I don't know. Well, hopefully we can do some things to kind of work that clock back and gain some time back on the doomsday clock. Well, happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back next week. Brand new episodes from last week.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.